Well, hello, audio boomerangs. I hope this boo finds you all well and hale. I realized this morning, as I was listening to some boos from other people, that I hadn't really posted anything substantive here on Audio Boom in quite a while. I figured it was high time to rectify that, and hence, to that end, here I am once again, ready to regale you with some updatey goodness. Although, God knows, the goodness factor may well be questionable. Oh, this past few days, folks, have not been altogether pleasant for me, and I'm sorry to have to tell you that things do not appear to be getting any better. About 4 hours ago, I developed a nasty earache, and in fact, I feel it behooves me to warn you in advance that you may well hear a sudden outburst issuing forth from my direction at some point in this post because of said earache. It's not one of those dull, continuous aches. I rather wish it were, to be honest, because I think I could tolerate that a little better. It's actually this intermittent, sharp, stabbing pain in my right ear, and I never know when to expect it. Hence my reason for warning you that you may hear a sudden expletive coming from me at some point. Just saying. So, I do apologize in advance if that should be the case. About an hour after this earache began, that selfsame ear plugged itself. So, I'm kind of concerned, actually, that this may be spelling ear infection. I took an Advil Sinus, which contains decongestant, so we'll see if that helps. I'll wait out the night and see what happens. But yeah, if by tomorrow morning it's no better, I'm thinking that whether I want to or not, and believe me, I'd rather not, I might have to go to the walk-in clinic. Oy vey. Oh well, we'll see what happens, and who knows, maybe it'll sort itself out. Anyhow, I have some rather sad news to relate in this post, so I'm afraid to say it will not be the happiest boo I've ever posted in my life. But hey, if you can slog through the bad stuff, and if tomorrow goes according to plan, you may well get a very happy boo from me indeed on that day. The lady who runs the tea time social here at my building has a husband who's an instrument maker. Generally, he makes cellos and violins and violas, but he recently made, guess what, folks? A 36-string Celtic harp. Ooh! He just finished making the case for it last week, so it's now transportable. Yay! He and his wife know that I used to play the harp. Not one of my own, alas. I never had the money for one, but I used to play a friend's harp all the time. In fact, I used to be a wandering minstrel with her in the SCA, the Society for Creative Anachronism. Anyhow, I made a couple of recommendations when this gentleman was making his harp, including for the levers that he should use, and I think he took me up on my suggestions, even though these levers are a lot more expensive than the ones he was thinking of using. But hey, the way I look at it is they'll put more value on his harp. Because of course he is planning to sell it. Just not to me. Sniff. I don't have the money for it. Nor the room, come to that. Anyway, this lovely couple are as anxious for me to see the harp as I am to see it. So hopefully they'll be bringing it tomorrow. Ooh, I am so chuffed. Oh, I'm hoping to record it. But yes, I do have to relate some rather bad news first. So, on Saturday morning, I was woken up early by a call from my mum to let me know that my grandmother had a stroke on Friday. She is okay, thank God. It was a small one. But it scared the hell out of her, understandably so. Now, I have to say, my grandmother is a very smart cookie, and I am so impressed with how well she handled it. She knew right away, as soon as it began, that something was terribly amiss. So she got herself sat down on the floor, and she had her cordless phone to hand, so she called my Aunt Judy. That's her daughter. Now, I think my aunt realized immediately that my grandmother was not coherent, so she came over. She tried to get my grandma off the floor. Now, I think she should have called 911, and why she didn't is, well, a mystery to me, that's for sure. But she couldn't get my grandma off the floor, A, because my grandma's a big woman, and B, because my Aunt Judy is no spring chicken herself. I think she should have called 911. What she did do was call my Uncle Brian to ask for his help. Now, he wasn't home, but luckily my Aunt Diana was, so she came rushing over, and between the two of them, they got my grandmother off the floor. Now, I still think somebody should have called 911. It could be that by that point my grandmother was more coherent, and when it comes to accepting help, she can be very stubborn. So maybe she asked them not to, who knows? Still, if I'd been there, I would have called anyway. What they did do, though, was they got her in to see her family doctor right away. Another aunt of mine, my Aunt Kathy, works for him. Excuse me. And so she was able to get my grandmother an appointment immediately. But as soon as the doctor saw her, he said, "I think you need to go to the hospital right now and have a CT scan." So my Aunt Judy took my grandmother to the emergency room, and she did indeed have a CT scan, and that determined that she had indeed had a stroke. So according to what my mum said, it really scared her. And I think this incident is going to have to make my family think pretty seriously about whether my grandmother should continue to live on her own. Now, I have to say, folks, she's 94 years old, and up until this incident happened, she has done amazingly well for a woman of her age. She's lived alone for many years now, and she has done so well for herself. I mean, sometimes I think I don't even do as well at my age as she's doing at hers. But yeah, I think the family needs to consider seriously now what a viable option might be in terms of whether she should live with a family member or think about moving into a nursing home. Or, I mean, who knows, maybe one of those personal alarms that people can carry on them to summon help when needed. That might be enough. And she might still be able to live on her own and maintain some of her own autonomy. Ultimately, of course, that's my grandmother's own decision to make. So I just hope she and the family can come to some sort of satisfactory conclusion. Anyway, I was really sad to hear that. And then, in the same phone call, I found out that a gentleman who drives racehorses and often drives for my dad had a bad accident on Friday night. It was actually in the race right before my dad's, and he was going to drive for my dad too. So, as selfish as this is, well, I must confess, folks, I'm kind of glad it wasn't my dad's race that the accident happened in. I'm really sorry it happened at all, believe me, but still, glad it wasn't my dad's horse. What happened was the horse this man was driving misstepped and went down. And so the driver's bike got wrecked, and the driver himself got hurt. Not badly, thank God. But his arms are apparently really sore now because he couldn't hold the horse, and he tried to hold it back. That is one hell of a scary experience, folks. I will never forget this time when I was 10 years old, and I was actually at the horse races, and a horse went down, and it was my dad's horse at that time. Oh my God, it scared the bejeebers out of me. So I was quite disconcerted to hear that on the phone on Saturday about this driver and this accident. And I'm really sorry he totaled his bike, but I would rather it be his bike than him. And the horse is okay, thank God. Oh, yeah, so that was not a day for good news. Now, I don't know what it is with this summer and cat illnesses, but it really does seem to be the summer of the cat plague. I know four people now with cats who are having ailments of various kinds. First of all, right here on Audio Boom, there's the illustrious Meliniak Potu and her most high chief, Wackabubu. He's ill right now with hyperthyroidism and has lost way too much weight, poor kitty. So unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that Melanie can do for him, from what I can gather, other than to make what remaining time he has as pleasant as possible. And then two friends of mine on IF Mud,